Well, good evening, everyone. We're glad to welcome you to our Old Year's Night service. It's not in the usual format. We're not face-to-face, but we trust that wherever you are tonight, that you will be blessed in your soul as you listen to Natasha singing a couple of pieces, and as you hear God's word. And we encourage you then, even in your own homes, to have a time of prayer as we think about leaving the old year and entering in to the new year. Natasha is going to minister a couple of pieces to us now. Let us turn to the Word of God tonight in the book of Isaiah, chapter 45. And as we turn to God's Word, let us pray. Our gracious God and Father, we thank Thee, O God, for the ministry and song that we have heard tonight. And we pray, Father, that Thou wilt bless that ministry to our hearts. And, O God, that Thou wilt encourage us, even through the ministry and song. We thank Thee, O God, for those hymns of Zion that encourage our hearts, and those words that bring words of comfort to us in the midst of our distress. And Father, we pray that tonight, as we think about the end of this old year and the beginning of a new year, we pray that Thou wilt direct our thoughts by Thy Holy Spirit through Thy Word. And Lord, that Thou wilt strengthen us and sustain us, challenge us and encourage us. We pray in Jesus' name and for God's eternal glory. Amen. Reading from Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 1. Thus saith the Lord to His anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him. And I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him the two-leaved gates, and the gates shall not be shut. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Amen. And we know that God will bless to us the reading of His inspired, inerrant, and infallible Word. At the end of an old year, and as we contemplate going into a new year, we look for promises from God's Word. And of course, there are many of them. There are a multitude of promises, exceeding great and precious promises. Promises that we can cling to. Promises that will be with us each step of the year that lies ahead. But there is one that I want to focus upon, even for a few moments this evening. It's found here in Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 2. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. What a promise this is to hold on to in 2021. And the first thing we notice in this promise is the person who goes before us. The Lord it is who goes before thee. I will go before thee. And you will notice in Scripture how many times that term I will is used. And it's spoken with great emphasis. It's spoken with great authority. Even the authority of God Himself. It is God Himself who goes before His people. And what a comfort that is to the people of God in all of the distresses of life, in all of those times when we feel disconsolate, when we feel cast down and discouraged, we feel at our wit's end, to know that the Lord goes before us. That is a precious word indeed. And perhaps you've come to the end of this old year and you are just at wit's end corner. You find yourself down in the dumps. You find yourself even in despair. But here is a word from God Himself. I will go before thee. Don't fear. Don't be discouraged. Don't be distressed. The Lord says He's going to go before you. In the weeks, in the months of 2021, the person who goeth before us. And how good it is to know that in all those difficult times of life, that the Lord is going before us. In those times when we cannot see the way ahead, we do not know what is before us, yet the Lord is taking our hand and the Lord is guiding us. The Scripture reminds us, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. I will go before thee. And of course, as you look down this passage of God's Word, you have the great promises emphasized and the fact that the Lord is with us. I am the Lord, verse 5. I am the Lord, verse 6. And then away down the passage again, surely God is in thee and there is none else. There is no God. Again, verse 18, I am the Lord and there is none else. Verse 21, there is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior, there is none beside me. These are words of immense comfort and consolation to the child of God. As we face the unknowns, as we face the uncertainties that are before us, the person who goeth before us. But then, I want you to think secondly about this promise, because it emphasizes His presence goeth with us. I will go before thee. The presence of the Lord with us. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Not only to know that the Lord Himself is going before us, but His presence with us. And He is the omnipresent God. He is everywhere present. No matter what path we take, no matter what way we travel, the Lord is present with us. Isn't that good to know? He said, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And the force of those words is, I will never, never leave thee. I will never, never forsake thee. The Lord is ever present with His people. And He it is that goes before us. His presence with us in the hours of each day, in the dark times of each night, in the nights of life's experience, the Lord is there. What a wonderful truth it is to have that thought and that comfort and that promise that the Lord is present with us. I will go before thee. But then we not only have the person who goeth before us, and His presence goeth with us, but the path He will make for us. He will make the crooked places straight. You know, I was brought up down in County Fermanagh, and there were very few straight roads. There were many, many roads that were not straight. Roads that were twisty, as we would say. Twisty roads. Many, many twisty roads. And so we have to negotiate those twisty roads, those crooked paths. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. How good it is to get out onto a road that is straight, a road that is not crooked, a way that we can see ahead. The Lord it is who makes the crooked places straight, because He can see ahead. He knows what's round every corner. He knows what we consider to be uncertain. The Lord is with us in those circumstances. And the path He makes for us. He makes a path for His people. The Lord makes a path for the children of God. Even His way is in the sea. His path is in the great waters. Even those difficult times, the storms that come in life's experience. And you don't know what will be before you in 2021. Neither do I. When we started out in 2020, we didn't know how rough the way was going to be. We didn't know all of these crooked places that we were going to have to negotiate. But the Lord has made the crooked places straight in 2020. And He who has done it in 2020 will do it again in 2021. He makes the crooked places straight. How wonderful is that? God made a way for His people through the wilderness. God made a way for His people through the Red Sea. God made a way for His people when it seemed there was no way. It was an uncertain path. But the Lord made a way for them. And so God will make a way for us in the year that is before us. And so the person who goeth before us, I will go before thee, His presence goeth with us. And then the path He will make for us. But I want you to see also the power He will show toward us. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. The gates of brass. Seems there's no way through here. The gates are so strong. We cannot make a way through. There's no way through, it seems, in such a situation. But God will break in pieces the gates of brass because He is the all-powerful God. He is the Almighty God. That's the one we're trusting in tonight. That's the one we're looking to in 2021. The gates of brass that come before you. Thank God the Lord will cause them to be broken in pieces. He will cut and sunder the bars of iron. All those obstacles, all of those barriers that we face, He will make a way. Remember how God made a way through the Red Sea? The Egyptians were pursuing the people of God. The sea was before them. There were mountains on either side of them. Seemed as if there was no way through. But God made a way. God made a way through. God made a way through in the midst of that situation. God, it is who made a way through the sea for God's people. God made a way where there was no way. And so God will work on our behalf. He will break in pieces the gates of brass. He will cut and sunder the bars of iron. This God is our God. He's the one we trust in. He's the one we look to. He's the one we depend upon for 2021. We take His hand and He leads us in the way that we have to go. Our God is able to do for us far more, exceeding abundantly, above all that we could ask or even think. Let us trust Him. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. I will go before thee and make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. What a promise. One of the rich promises. One of that inexhaustible resource that we can cast ourselves upon and look to for the year that is before us. We can take this promise and we can hold on to it for the year ahead. The person who goeth before us, His presence goeth with us. The path He will make for us and the power He will show toward us. Let us look to the Lord in this new year and let us pray for God's hand to be upon us and for the blessing of God to be our portion. We want you and encourage you with your family to meet in prayer this old year's night, to spend some time in prayer together and ask God for help for the year that is before us. And to thank God for His help also in the year that we're now leaving behind us. Let us engage in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee, O God, for the rich revenue of promises we have in Scripture. We can rest in these promises. We can look to the promises of the Word of God. And Father, we pray that Thy blessing will graciously and mightily be upon us, that we will know times of blessing and refreshing from the presence of God, that every individual in our church, every family in our church, every member and friend of our congregation will know the blessing of God in this year that is before us. We pray for the salvation of precious souls. We thank you for everyone that was brought to Christ in the year that has passed. We thank thee for every token for good that thou didst show to us, every mercy drop that thou didst bestow upon us. Lord, we pray for greater things and mightier things as we go into the unknown, the uncertainties of the year ahead. We pray, O God, for our government, that thou wilt guide them in relation to this pandemic. We pray for the vaccines that they will get out, and Lord, to the people that need the most, and spread out into wider society. We pray for protection from this virus and every other virus that may come. We ask of thee that the people may see, in our families, among our friends, in our communities, in our towns, in our cities, in our villages, in the countries of this world, that they may see that this is God's hand, that God is in this, and may they turn to the Lord even at this time. We cry unto thee, O God, may there be a gracious visitation of thy Spirit upon this land and upon this world. And grant, Lord, that we may see your arm made bare in the salvation of precious souls. May thy blessing be upon us. Lead us out in prayer even tonight in our own homes. Help us to seek the Lord. Help us to call upon thy name. We ask in Jesus' name for God's eternal glory. Amen. We encourage you, brethren and sisters, in your own homes to seek the Lord's face for a time tonight in prayer as we end the old year and as we begin the new. May God bless you. Happy New Year to you all.